With four campuses and more than 20,000 students, St. Louis Community College has a large footprint in this region. And the college has a new leader, Jeff Pittman, who worked for many years in Indiana at Ivy Tech Community College. Earlier this week, St. Louis Public Radio education reporter Dale Singer spoke with Pittman about his plans for the college. And as part of our summer series, where we're talking with the leaders of some of our local educational institutions, Dale first asked Jeff Pittman about his previous connections with St. Louis.
Well, in the past, it's always been the Cards. I mean, I love the St. Louis Cardinals. We made several trips over here. We vacation over here every year. We have family here. And to me, it's just the people, the commitment to the community. Seems like a lot of Midwestern values that I grew up and appreciated as someone who lived in Indiana. So a lot of similarities between Indianapolis and St. Louis. So it's just a great community, and we just very much like it. I think the biggest change in my life is instead of going to Cards games, now I'll be traveling over and visiting Colts games in terms of my sports world. But it's just a great place to be and will be a great place to live.
So Ivy Tech is a statewide system, which is rather unusual, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's the only statewide system really of its kind. We're singly accredited as a statewide system, makes us unique. Ivy Tech is the largest singly accredited community college in the nation, and they've done a great job in pulling that together. Through all of my time at Ivy Tech while I was there, we were individually accredited as districts, and it wasn't until 1995 until we decided to have a statewide accreditation where we realized a lot of efficiencies, gained a lot of efficiencies through that process, and we're able to better utilize our resources going forward.
So in St. Louis, you'll be able to have a little bit more direct connection with campuses and with students?
Yes, absolutely. The thing that I very much am looking forward to and have already experienced is working directly with students, working with faculty, already engaging in the community, and want to do everything I can to make sure what we do at St. Louis Community College is benefiting the St. Louis area. And this is a densely populated area. There's tremendous need here for educational programs, workforce development, helping students prepare for transfer of credit. I mean, all of those things around the educational opportunities and workforce development are certainly what we're interested in and what I'll be focused on in the future.
You say you've already had some opportunities to engage. What have you been able to do in the first 3 weeks?
Well, the first 3 weeks, I've been to several community events. What was one of the most touching moments for me was I had the opportunity to go up to the Urban League's groundbreaking ceremony for their Empowerment Center and heard the CEO of the Urban League talk and saw some of the individuals that have been participating already with that center, even though it's not built yet, and just seeing the powerful movement up in Ferguson in regards to making that community stronger. Another event that I really enjoyed, we had a construction forum that was held about a week ago now, maybe a little over a week, that talked a lot about the educational needs of the St. Louis area and ways that educational providers can support some of the apprenticeship programs and other workforce types of training efforts that are being made.
The Florissant Valley campus, I guess it plays a big role in that area, in the Ferguson area. That's going to be a real focus, I guess, as the comeback in Ferguson takes place?
Absolutely. I mean, St. Louis Community College, really just community college in general, as I see what has happened in that part of the St. Louis area, I mean, we really are the solution, the educational solution in so many ways to help prepare individuals, given our open access mission, giving individuals the opportunity to come to college, to prepare for the workforce. That's why it's so critical that every program that we offer and every course that we offer is aligned with the workforce or with further education.
What other opportunities for the college? I mean, obviously, you've only been here for 3 weeks, and you can't be an expert in it, but I'm sure you've studied and you have some ideas coming in. What do you think the challenges and the opportunities for the college are?
Well, we have a lot of opportunities to move forward. And I've been listening, and I was blessed in the fact that I actually left Ivy Tech at the end of April because I wanted to spend more time over here just visiting and listening to the faculty, staff, and students, and to the community. And we're getting to the place where I think we're ready to begin our strategic planning process. That will be a process that will involve certainly our internal stakeholders, faculty, staff, and students, but we also want to engage our community. So there are probably a couple of really large areas that we can focus on moving forward with our strategic plan that I believe will create opportunities. Some of the things that I've heard from the faculty and staff, from the community, things that they would like to see happen is an improved student experience. And that covers a wide array of activities that we can focus on in the future. First and foremost, we need to focus on pathways. We need to make sure that whatever program that the students come and enroll in has a direct pathway to a job or to further higher education, and that we provide easy access and provide simple directions in regard to how students can complete. Community colleges, at least the one in Indiana I've been used to, we have so many choices and so many different programs for students to enroll in that it's sometimes easy for them to lose their way. And we have got to get focused on providing direct pathways and get focused on the student completion agenda, which Missouri desperately needs, which St. Louis desperately needs. So that's one area that I'll be focused on quite a bit. Expanding transfer opportunities. Many of the students come to us, tell us that they want to transfer to a four-year institution once they complete their work at St. Louis Community College. So we have to make sure that those opportunities are in place, that when students transfer, they don't lose any credits. We provide a tremendous value at around $101 a credit hour for students. So that's a big part of the access piece, is keeping college affordable for people that live in St. Louis. So that focus of working on pathways that lead to a job, working on pathways that lead to further higher education, is a huge opportunity for us. Another area that we are really already ramping up and getting engaged in is the relationship with our K-12 partners. And we recently hired an individual. Her name is Rebecca Emerson, is the executive director of our K-12 and community partnerships. And Rebecca is spending a lot of her time now reaching out to high schools, making them aware of the community college option that's available in this area, and expanding opportunities like dual credit or advanced placement classes for students that get them prepared and ready to come to St. Louis Community College once they finish high school, gives them the opportunity to simultaneously earn high school and college credit while they're still in high school, which gives them a jump start once they begin college and spares the parents the expense. I intend to, another huge opportunity for me in regards of engaging with the community is meeting with our area employers and talking to them about the type of skills and education they would like their employees to have, rather if those are incumbent workers or employees that they intend to hire in the future. I think that needs to be an ongoing dialogue. It's something I probably need to make around every year with our area's employers in regards to what their needs are, what they would expect their employees to have coming in. So That's just something that any community college should do, and that's that engagement piece I talked to you about earlier that I'm really looking forward to.
I guess when you're talking to students, they're not shy, are they?
They're not shy, and I'm very proud of the fact that I made the request to the staff before I got here, and the staff, they were just fantastic. I said, you know, I'd really like, the first group I'd like to meet with is students. And they pulled together a meeting very quickly of our student government leaders. And there were probably about 25. We met on the Merrimack campus. And I really only had to ask a couple of questions and just kind of stand back and listen to all their ideas. Just incredibly bright students wanting to make a difference in St. Louis, certainly wanting to make a difference in their own lives in regards to jobs and careers and better income and all those things. But I was impressed by them in regards to what they wanted to do to step up and help this community and be a part of it. So that was really an incredible moment for me, and has just, I can't even express in words the motivation that's given me to do the best job that I can while I'm here. I want to have a longstanding commitment to the St. Louis area. I want to be here for a long period of time. Lord willing, you know, this is just a great place that we can get a lot of things done, and our student body is just incredible in regards to their vision and foresight.
And as far as tuition goes, I mean, there's been talk about should there be free community college, should be access to community college for everybody, tuition free. You think that's ever going to happen, and is that a good idea?
Well, I can't help but be very enthusiastic about the idea, because I, again, am so so committed to the access piece of higher education. I mean, to me, community colleges are democracy's college. We're there for anyone that wants to enter into college. I mean, community colleges are there for them. While I was at Ivy Tech, I had the opportunity, we had a visit from President Obama at the Indianapolis campus, and he talked about his vision of providing tuition, free tuition for community college students based on several metrics, particularly around performance and grades, that they maintain their grades. I know there's work here in Missouri, the consideration being given to that. You know, I think ultimately, of course, that's up to the lawmakers in regards to what they ultimately decide to do. But, you know, when you look at our workforce and how non-skilled jobs are declining, and in order to be competitive in such a global market, we have to have a very prepared, highly skilled workforce in order to compete in the world. So I think anything along the lines of assisting lowering the cost of community college tuition to students is a great idea. I think it's going to benefit our society in the future. I think it's something that there just has to be a further emphasis on education beyond high school in the future, because that's what employers are needing. They have to have that skill set with the new employees coming in, or they can't compete in today's economy.
So do you think everybody should be going to college?
Absolutely. I think everyone needs to go to college. I know a lot of people may disagree with that statement, and there may be people that think, well, college isn't for everyone. But, I mean, in regards, and I think of my experience with my own children, that, yes, they all went to college. My oldest son in particular wasn't really big on school, but we continued to work with him. He began to see the opportunities that were in front of him without going to college versus going to college. And he finally enrolled. He graduated. We're very proud of him, and now is teaching in college. So we laugh at him when we see him now in regards to, he's a perfect example of someone who wasn't really all that interested in school in general, and now is so committed to his profession in higher education that he's working teaching as a part-time or an adjunct faculty member at a university in Indiana. So I think the world is demanding more skills, and it's critical that students take advantage of that, or individuals take advantage of that opportunities that community colleges afford them and provide them.
Your mention of adjunct faculty members brings to mind that the efforts around here to unionize adjuncts at
yes.
several campuses. Is that going on at St. Louis Community College, and what would your position be on that?
Yes, it is. And I mean, it's their right to do that. I mean, it's part of being involved in a member of a collective bargaining state. And we have had adjunct faculty that have came forward at the last couple of board meetings and have express their interest to organize. So we have even – we are in the process of developing policy for that, board policy for that, that will be on a very – be on a future agenda in the not-too-distant future. That will provide adjunct faculty the opportunity to move forward and organize if that's what they desire to do. That's really ultimately their decision, but we're going to create the means for them to do so.
I know the departure of your predecessor happened under some negative circumstances involving safety and security and procedures. Are you confident that those problems have been taken care of?
Yes, I am. We have completely reorganized our public safety department. Our campuses are very safe. We have an incredible executive director of public safety that has brought great planning and efforts and staff to our police force and to our campus security efforts. We are on top of things on a daily basis in regards to whatever incidents may happen. We communicate that rapidly to internal and external stakeholders to make sure that we're creating a safe environment for all involved. So that's something that our Board of Trustees have placed a great deal of emphasis on prior to my arrival here, and certainly since I've been here, and I've been very impressed in regards to what they've done, and I think we're well poised for the future.
What academic programs do you think the college doesn't have now that you would like to add?
Well, the college has over 100 career programs already. We have about, I think, around 15 to 20 credits designed specifically for transfer, but certainly we need to continue to advance in our medical, biomedical, our informatics, information technology types of programs, because those are huge growth areas in the future on the academic side. On the short-term and corporate training side, manufacturing skills seems to be something that we're going to have to push toward and be more involved with in the future. Had the opportunity to see the partnership that we have with Boeing with composite training, with some of the newer product lines that they're bringing into this area. I think advancing technologies is going to drive the areas that we'll be focusing on. Human services, certainly, in regards to all of the service industries that are springing up in this area across the country. Our aging population and the care that they need will drive a lot of the types of programs that we develop in the future.
That's Jeff Pittman, the new chancellor of St. Louis Community College, talking with St. Louis Public Radio education reporter Dale Singer.